W2T in 0T. Stand by, Tom, W2T. I'm on the phone. Yeah, W2T.
W2T in 0TR.
Well, we're pretty well along on our trip down to deliver some eggs. How you doing?
When you come up to Lowe's and get some parts, some reducers and everything else so they can get my range hood in, the stupid range hood has a 7-inch round hole. The pipe coming down through the ceiling is a 5-inch pipe coming down through the roof. So they don't make a 7 to 5 inch reduce. They make a 7 to a 6. Then I had to get a piece of 6, and he's got a piece of 5 he can work with there to reduce it all down and get it all to fit. So that's where I've been, Lowe's, and now I'm on my way by the Chinese place to pick up some lunch for all three of us to head back so they can get through today.
Sound like you're a lot of locations. I don't know if it needs some work or if it's just the fact that it's really windy today.
We were on it earlier. I was listening at the house, but this is the first time I've really been on. I called for you when I headed out a while ago, but you obviously were not available at that time. So anyway, and like I said, I'm going to run by and pick up these three dinners, one for me and two for them, one for each of them, and then I'm headed back to the house. So, you know, it is what it is, as they say.
See, the cause of most of your problem there is eating that Chinese food.
It doesn't bother me at all. It's the trying to get things to reduce from regular house size to trailer size. And all. But this is the first time I've ever seen a range hood that had a 7-inch bent instead of a 6-inch bent. Most of them have a 6-inch bent. But this one had a 7-inch bent. Go figure.
Trailer houses are known to be a pain in the rear on everything. Their HVAC and all. Receptacles, you name it, they're a pain. This is NZRLTR. The hell we got behind the mail truck on a narrow road. Wonderful.
Oh, yeah. You can always get in behind those, and they'll slow you down and probably have no place to pass. Well, when I was leaving out a while ago, there was a garbage truck coming up the other side of the road, and there were a bunch of people backed up behind him. He had stopped at the house above before he hits my house, and he had stopped there and was emptying trash cans, and he had one of those trucks where they would get out, go get the can, dump it in the back, take it out, and go set it back on the side of the road and get the next one, the same thing there. And there was about five or six cars backed up behind the garbage truck, and there was just enough cars coming behind me that were close enough that nobody could get around. So they were all having to sit there and wait.
101. Yeah, well, they got to do their job, and they really make it dangerous at times for them and other people, unintentionally. This one was on a hill, in mailboxes every few feet near the daughter's house. But we're about here now, Rusty, so good luck with your project, and I'll go ahead and sign with you and talk to you later. W2T and 0TR73.
Well, that worked out just fine because I just pulled up in front of the place to pick up our lunches. Talk to you later. W2T.